In him we have redemption through his blood, and the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. I think, and when I listen to this, I count on it. We have redemption. I am redeemed. I walk within the light through his blood. Yes, of course, daily. In what form? The blood of Christ in the body, right? And so we like that communion. The forgiveness of our trespasses. Who led your foot in that direction? The tongue, the mouth, the eye, etc., right? If you shall lead one astray and cut it off, amazing. Forgiveness of our trespasses. Not others trespassing against us, but the trespasses that we believe in. Well, how do you know you believe in it? Because I actively practice it. It's become relevant in my life. I'm giving within that multitude. Or even if it's just a small amount. I'm still giving it. I'm invested in it. It's something I believe in according to the riches of his grace. Oh my goodness. And his grace is what? It's everlasting. It's happiness. It's mercy. It's thankful. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. Yes, of course we shall. We shall continue to advance. And so I find that to be upheaving, to be relevant. I woke up this morning. I had a different mindset. I spent the last 7 years intellectually, socially, verbally, physically, a sense of acts, works, and deeds, walking within the light of God. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I don't have anything to worry about. Scripture will remind me that if you shall walk within the Spirit, that you are no longer under the law. Very good examples. And I woke up and I had this mindset. When's the last time you've experienced an act of God within law? Because there's no statute or code that creatures wrote down on paper that can condemn you, upheave you, turn you around, or upside down. Rather, it's the exact opposite. Because of God, you are forgiven, you are redeemed. And are we dating it? I got a book that goes back to BC AD. I mean, it's been written in stone for a long time. What did you come up with your aspect that didn't work? Very relevant, the comparison, right? We go apples, oranges, banana, pears. Sure. Very good. Sure. But it doesn't make any relevance, does it? It's only relevant when we are capable, we're competent, we manifest it, we bring it to life. So in him we have redemption through his blood. Take a drink of the cup if you would, the body and the blood of Christ, the forgiveness of our trespasses, the forgiveness of the trespasses, the decisions, the words, the deeds that we've been doing according to the riches of his grace. It goes back to him, even in sorrow and agony, in a sense of being depleted. Yes, I am weak, I'm in need of him, I've fallen asleep, I need to be waken up, and give me fulfillment, come into my heart, soul, and mind. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead, Hebrews 9:14. How much more will the blood of Christ, right? And you think about that. How much more do I have to go through? We're in doubt, the eternal clock of Christ. It's always within his time. No, but me, remember? What about me? So how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without a blemish to God? You're flawless. I mean, you're completely flawless. Nice, clean, and shining. And your cloth, it looks very, very nice. Who's your dry cleaner, if you don't mind me asking? Whites are very white. I think different. Of course, we purify our conscience from the dead. Works to serve the living God. Serve the living God. So we purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So there are works that are dead. Yes, of course. Wasn't that the first part of it? The confession of the inequity? I have moral obligation of some of the tasks that I'm achieving, some of the acts, the laboring of the deeds. Also, very good. So the conscience from dead works to serve the living God. How many of us feel like God is dead? To serve the living God. How do you know he lives? Because he reigns and he lives and reigns within me. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Yes, of course. Not alienation, glorification. I seek it. I seek eternity. I'm storing my treasures. It is definitely an investment. Conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Whew. God lives within me. They talk to me, and I talk to him through power of prayer, through acts, through laboring, through deeds. I don't ask for consent often, but I know he already knows every decision I'm going to make, and he is in very well approval. Oh my goodness, no, I know. So it moves us, it captivates us, it compels us. And how much more will the blood of Christ? How much more could it possibly be? His only Son, right? Through the blood, salvation, incarnation. Yes, of course, he's risen indeed. Who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God. Whew. How many of us are capable of offering ourselves without blemish to one another? The commitment, the investment? Excuse me. Am I doing something wrong? How come we don't have God in Christ in our relationship anymore? Excellent, relevant. The reason that we're alive, the reason that we're breathing. That's a tough one, hard to grasp. I'll get back to you, I'm not quite sure. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Very good. So the blood shall be a sign for you. And we look for signs, don't we? Not that we're patiently waiting or aggressively seeking. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and you shall receive. On the houses where you are. Where are you? So who are you? Very good. Where'd you come from? Where are you going? Where are you? Excellent. Excellent. Where are you? When I see the blood for me and my house. Oh, don't pass it up. On the houses where you are. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yes, of course. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you. Oh, it is through the blood, it's salvation, it's redemption. It is the drink of the cup, the daily fix, the communion, the feeding of the heart, soul, and mind. Oh, it drives deep within you, and it continues to advance you. I like the blood, by the way. I keep referencing it. The blood of Christ, and we've been working with the Sister of Adorers. We've been doing it. I reference Western civilization and some of the different vials that they have. The original blood, the blood of Christ. Unbelievable. Still in rotation. It's a delicacy. It's very, very good. Lord, forgive me. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make an anointment for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement by the life. Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And life, God is love, life, etc. But we're allowed to have heaven on earth, the living God. Yes, of course. Pursue this. And I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. The Holy Spirit, where does your soul belong? Heart, soul, mind, thought, word, and deed, body, and spirit. Very good. I know. Yes, so through the blood, and the flesh is in the blood, I have given it to you on the altar to make an omen for your souls, for it is the blood that makes. So we forget about that testament. It is the blood that saves us. It is the blood that redeems us. It is the same. I am the way, the truth, the life, that it is present, past, and a little bit of future. Where we go, past, present, future, doesn't matter in which order. Very good. But through the blood, we're capable of being alive. We're breathing. We're living. We're captivated. We're compelled. It's not that my blood is shed so that you can survive. Does it go beyond it? Well, within flesh, think about it. You only lose blood within flesh. So I'm not intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, theologically, substance-wise, or economically, am I losing out on God? I can't. I can't afford that type of loss. Am I receiving lacerations daily? I'm afflicted. I'm burned. I'm abused. I'm outright injured. I'm told. No, I said, I don't. You gotta go. No, I'm not interested. Somebody woke up. I heard them screaming at me. Something about God Christ. God Christ. I was like, okay, whoa. I was a little bit of Holy Spirit. I'm trying to go to the Trinity. I like things in numbers. We're number three. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Excellent. Very good decision. But it's okay. Through the flesh it manifests, and through the flesh it grows. So we hear about this, where we're putting ourselves to sleep, we're bleeding out, we're falling asleep, oh, we're outright injured, we're afflicted, we're moving, yeah, we're very, very good, no, we're moving. But we're moving within Him, because if the blood makes it to where we're decapitated, the head comes completely off, and we're bleeding out as we're laying on the ground, being slaves to Scripture, then we shall not be passive within that mindset. My goodness, passive. Right? Almost like the Passover. Excellent. We could take it to that value. Whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. Whom? Well, my Creator, God, He put forward as propitiation by His blood. Yes, of course. He did have a son to be received by faith. I like faith. I'm into hope, faith, love, belief. I think they're all the same. I'm not sure. The faith, the belief. Yeah. Faith, belief, hope. Are they close to being the same? They both require acknowledgement. I am committed to them. Commitment is relevant. I commit to faith within belief. It's active and relevant within the words. Actions speak louder than words. This was to show God's righteousness. Oh, here comes the child. Me. You forgot. Me. Here comes the child, the righteous child. God, help me. Come into my heart, soul, and mind. Save me, redeem me. Give me strength, guidance, knowledge, wisdom, passion, devotion to be capable of fulfilling your prophecy here on earth. The righteousness, the child, crawling on the ground, a slave to Scripture, not capable of being converted, of walking within the Scripture, walking within the light, but finding the darkness to be ever revealing so that we can defy self, and self can be defined by Scripture. Forgiveness, yes, of course, because in His divine forbearance, He had passed over former sins. Does it matter what happened like 5 to 10 minutes ago? I don't really think so. You know, I met this amazing person, and I don't want to get you off course here, but I met this amazing person, the Lord, the Advocate, the good counsel that I seek, the Shepherd Himself guiding and leading me. Yes, of course, He's building within my heart, soul, and mind. Christ, the reason that I'm forgiven. Have you heard about Him? Well, each and every one of you should. The purest testament of the drink or the sip of the cup, you take and make that commitment, and it moves within you. And it moves within each and every one of us. Romans 3:25 is where we were with that one. Oh my goodness. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. Have you ever noticed that too, though? We intellectually, spiritually, socially, in some cases economically, we explore the outer limits. And there are no limits, right? God is love. Love knows no boundaries, restrictions, or limitations. It's not acceptable to mankind. God is love. Isn't that relevant? It's not acceptable to mankind. Very good. But now in Jesus Christ, you were once far off and you've been brought near by the blood of Christ. Somehow through salvation, incarnation, yes, through the blood. You are redeemed. You are saved. You are thankfully blessed in every way, shape, or form. But when? But now in Christ Jesus, where once were far off and are brought near. We stumble, though. We stumble, we fall. We get intellect, we get dialogue. We carry ourselves very far out there. The meaning and purpose of this. We look at the historical value. We look at the intellectual value as to why this is right or why this is wrong. But the advancement each and every day is that we shall return to the cross, have the cross on our shoulders, the washing of the feet. We wash our own feet. We wash our feet so that we can be saved, so that we can be redeemed. He does not lead us astray. Rather, it is the incapacity of inequity. Incapacity of inequity. Why would you say that? Because inequity shall be embraced with forgiveness, with love. Everything that He is giving you, you are capable of having love for it, of being saved, of being redeemed. And it's for you. It's not for your harm. He doesn't put more in front of you than you can handle in any way, shape, or form. Very, very good. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers. Against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Oh my goodness, reference that. Isn't that astonishing though? Ephesians 6:12. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. So here's the confession, and you heard what I said. Walk within the Spirit, I'm no longer underneath the law, right? I think that there's a, if you go into it and you look into authorities, God provides authorities on earth to be capable of carrying out His word. If you biblically follow that presence, it doesn't go any further. So I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood. I'm forgiven, I'm redeemed. It's not up for discussion. Life continues to go on. What about God? Love? Yes, of course. Forgiven, redeemed. Against the rulers? Against the authorities? If they're against God in any way, shape, or form, can afford to lose a life, life for life, love for love, breath for breath. If they're against God in any way, shape, or form, they're keeping you from Christ, your Savior, Redeemer, keeping you from love, from acceptance, from forgiveness, then the cosmic powers over this present darkness, cosmic powers, almost sounds like sorcery or witchery. My goodness, I'd rather stand on the solid foundation of Christ, my Savior and Redeemer, for I know that I am saved and I know that I'm going to be redeemed. I don't have anything to worry about, but it becomes relevant if you manifest it. Shine some light on the subject, did you? Put it up on the table. Let's have a good look at it. What did you see? And they have conquered Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Revelation 12:11. How far were they willing to take it? They loved their lives, even unto death. But it's his. Did you forget? It's not yours. It's his. It belongs to him. Don't forget to give it back to him. He'll be very, very upset. I'm saying a prayer in the morning. I'm waking up. Good morning. And I'm talking intimately to my Creator and my Savior. And I go through the normal morning wake up, right? And I'm wondering if I could borrow from you today. Lord, forgive me. I don't borrow land naturally. I'm wondering if I can borrow from you today. And so I'm sitting here listening. And I say, I would like to borrow some life today. I would like to borrow some love today. I would like to borrow this soul, this humble soul, this spirit, the Holy Trinity. Yes, the blood that you've given me. I would like to lend it today. But maybe I would like to lend it for eternity. But for this one moment, please, here, can I have life and can I have love? I know it belongs to you. I know it's outright yours. You have the deed for it. I am alive because of you and what you have did for me. I am thankful. I am redeemed. I am saved. Yes, of course. I was just wondering if I could have what you are going to give me. I want the blood, the life, the love from God in Christ. Forgive me, humble. Yes, a humble servant. I would love to have what you have. Can I get it from you? Well, how many of us have that mindset? How many of us wake up and it is God-given? Most of us, it's taken or took. We even get to the took aspect. I've been tooken for so long, I don't even know where to start. God-given, not creature taken. So the life itself, the possessiveness, the way the sandal hits the road, well, you walk right out down on it. Think about what I'm saying. It's relevant because of him. You took for granted that you were awake, that you were full of breath and life, and that he was capable of keeping you safe within his eternity, the multitude of nations? Questionable. Different, very, very different. Further, by the word, their testimony, they proclaimed it. Confession of bondage, more like forgiveness. I confess it, I proclaim it, for they love not their lives even unto death. If you shall seek God in life, you shall also seek him in death. Through the blood salvation, I am saved. I am saved and redeemed. And through him, to reconcile to him all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Colossians 1:20, by the blood of his cross. Did you hear what I said a little bit ago? We have to bear our own cross. Do we face that moral inequity? I'm getting to the Christ. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting ready to be the Lord myself. I'm getting ready to take shape and form within Christ. I'm going to bear my own cross. By the end of it, I'm going to ask my fellow brothers and sisters if they can hang me on the cross. Go ahead, incarnation. Let me see if I can be risen, risen indeed. Hallelujah. So we can't be God, we can't be Christ. But to bear our inequities, to bear our own cross, that's what that means, doesn't it? I was once blind, but now I see, eyes wide open. He knows my inequities? Yes, of course. Who do you have to face? I tell individuals, I'm a religion. They look at me like, what does that mean? No, I'm religion. I practice religion 24/7. It's the reason that I'm alive. I said, if you ever deal with a religion, you're not allowed to run, to jump, to hide, to disappear, to vanish, any of the above. I said, the only rule that we have, I says, and God provides an abundance of everything, is that you're not allowed to make any decisions on anybody in any way, shape, or form. And they looked at me, oh my goodness. Yeah, you cannot be a cost or expense to anybody in any way, shape, or form. For the blood that was given for you, a very high price, salvation. Yes, of course. Reconcile himself, all things. And through him, bringing us back to the heart, soul, mind, the thought, word, and deed, the church, body, the state, whether on earth or in heaven. But haven't you heard of the living God? You didn't hear me. Haven't you heard of the living God and the way he speaks and moves within you? Making peace by the blood of his cross. Quite the sacrifice. It was for us. Yes, I am redeemed, and I proclaim it, I testify, I walk within it. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. My goodness. Very good, though, isn't it? Very, very good. And for what reason? Because I seek God in life, and I also seek him in death. I shall not vary. I shall not fold in any way, shape, or form. Commitment is very valuable. Who's your witness to commitment? I made a commitment to this girl. Christ, my Lord and Savior, God himself, he is the one that witnessed this relationship. Therefore, the children share in flesh and blood. What do they share? Blessings, gifts. Yes, of course, grace, hallelujah, right? But guess what? Also inequity. They're being defined. He likewise partook in the same things. He experienced tragedies on the world, deficits that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Hebrews 2:14. So we share, but we share in kindness, we share in compassion. You don't have to, by the way, it's optional. Consent is unconditional. Unconditional form of love, yes, of course. I find love, grace, patience, and acceptance within him. Oh, I love the verse, the Bible, love is not boastful. Yes, of course, we can continue. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Quite smart, don't you think? Adequate, sustaining. But when Christ appeared as the high priest of the good things that have come, he's the giver and taker. He reminded us of this. There'd be bad days and good days. Then through the greater and more perfect tent? Wait, but I give it back to him. The perfect tent, the shelter that I seek, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Everything belongs to him. How could it not manifest back to him? How could it not shine light on him? If every commitment you have is no more than praise of what he's given you and what he's doing for you, and you welcome it into your life, you're thankful, you're redeemed, yes, you're happy about it. The perfect tent. He'll keep you sheltered, clothed, fulfilled. You will never be hungry. You have to follow the blood, though, and you have to follow the passion, the light, for the life is within Christ. And if you shall ever deviate away in any way, shape, or form, you still can come back and turn over a new leaf and be born again. Wash me and cleanse me. Wash my soul, my inequities. Yes, of course. He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. Hebrews 9:12. Entered once for all into the holy places. Everywhere there's a sanctuary. It belongs to him. Multitudes and nations, unlimited jurisdictions. By the means, competence, discipline, degree, excellent. Of the blood, salvation, incarnation. He is risen indeed. Of the goats and calves, well, he provides for us. But by the means of his own blood. That's the material possessions that don't get us to heaven. But you have to continue to walk with me. There's some points he carries us, yes, of course, thus securing an eternal redemption. Very good, hallelujah. So I wrap that up within the blood. If it wasn't for the blood that we've been given, the blood that lives within me. And remember, Western civilization is very, very intimate. Intimate within securing heaven, it's more than prayer. The blood of Christ, communion, legitimately. The blood of Christ, the body, yes, of course, give me my daily fix, but through the blood, the same blood that fulfills you, that provides fulfillment, that gives you life, yes, of course, the happiness to joy is the same blood that was lost for our salvation. Through the blood, the salvation. Let us close in prayer. Graciously, Heavenly Father, in Christ our Savior, Redeemer, let us be reminded that the blood that was shed, the inequity, the losses, and the road that you endured so that we could attempt to continue thy Father's work and continue to embrace it with love, with compassion, and forgiveness. Let us be reminded that each and every day we look to find our fix and we look to be more pure in thought, word, and deed, heart, soul, mind, but also internally. Because you lie within us, within the blood and the spirit. It's not derogative to the confession of iniquity, but rather it is the fulfillment. Let me be reminded that I am in need of you each and every day, sovereignly, humbly. So would you mind if you could lend me some life or some love? I'm more than willing to give it back to you. Continue to allow us to grow with knowledge, with grace, with acceptance, with love, with compassion, each and every day forgiving, thanking, and being redeemed. Let us not be scorned, bitter, and bitten by our fellow brothers and sisters, but let the acknowledgement, the witnessing of God in Christ, the Holy Spirit, the enactment of the pulse as I breathe and as my heart beats, be the guiding light of your salvation. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Christ our Savior's name we pray. Be sure to follow Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check out the Buzzsprout feed. They got a new feature called Fan Mail. I'm waiting for somebody to hit me up with some interesting dialogue of questions. I'm focusing on doing a study at night. I've been doing it with some of the different universities. Usually around 8 at night or so, we've been doing it live. I haven't been recording it. They've got hands. We've been doing Franciscans, Jesuits, a little bit of BYU. Some of the different denominations I've been trying to help. Check it out. You'll find it, might find it compelling, leading. I should probably like take pictures of the notes and post them online. I'm not quite sure. Find your salvation, happiness, and joy through the blood and fulfillment. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support and your donations. Know that the care and support that you're providing goes a long, long ways, not only in supporting this ministry, but supporting some of the different supports that I support and with a few different shout outs. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. God bless you. Through the blood salvation, yes, we are redeemed. We are forgiven indeed. Amen. Hallelujah.